IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program, in which we try to criticize the movie, not necessarily based on its artistic features, but usually based on the theme that we choose. Last session we started criticizing the movie The Patriot's Day, produced in 2016, directed by Peter Berg. And sitting along with me in the studio, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, salam alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, before we start criticizing the movie, I think it's a good time actually to take a listen to a part of this movie, Patriot's Day, produced in 2016, directed by Peter Berg, and we'll be back criticizing it. So don't go away.
There he is, General Patton in a neon vest.
Wow.
They say 500,000 people watched the Boston Marathon here in New England.
Hey, you behaving yourself?
To decide who's running this, and we have to decide quickly.
If it's terrorism, it's yours, sir.
Gentlemen, the moment we label this terrorism, everything changes. It's not about Boston anymore. It's not a local investigation. It's Wolf Blitzer, it's stock markets, it's politicians, knee-jerk reactions, anti-Muslim backlash. And what if we're wrong? I mean, there's no take back. I've been through this before.
Look, we don't call what we already know it is. And a cell is activated, and they hit Chicago or New York or Washington, what happens then?
The accusations are going to come no matter what we do.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie The Patriot's Day, produced in 2016, directed by Peter Berg. Well, Brother Hussein, you know, in that part, the head of the FBI in charge, who came actually to join forces with the police, the local police, basically, in Boston, and they are arguing whether to call this bomb explosion an act of terrorism or not. When there is the talk of the terrorism, usually you could see it a lot that happens in the media, especially I'm talking about the Western media. They'd like to couple it with Islam and Muslims, one way or another. When there is one explosion anywhere in the world, they like to just bring that factor into the equation, all right? Well, why, first of all? Why is it like this? Despite the fact that, you know, we had the World War One and Two killing so many people, millions of people, without the factor of religion in it, without Islam, you know, so there are so many casualties, but no Islam, no religion in those wars or those, let's say, manslaughter, basically. So why? Why do they want to bring Islam, Muslims into any kind of, like, terrorist act?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the more dramatic and more violent acts, I guess, mm-hmm. were based, you know, were done by Muslims, or, you know, people claiming they're Muslims. For example, like 9/11. And that caused like a lot of backlash in the Muslim community as well. You know, and when the media picks up things like this, especially since 9/11, stories like this, they, you know, they can be spread very widely.
Yes.
And they get a lot of viewers, and that's exactly what the media wants. So in terms of the whole terrorism thing in relation to Islam and the Muslims, what I was saying is that the media is like a circus, and the clowns at the media usually do whatever it takes to grab their audience's attention. And the audience is obviously the American people. This, of course, goes back to the topic we were talking about, is how they associate Islam with terrorism. And that's because of the, you know, the major attacks, I guess, terrorism attacks that happened that were more dramatic than the wars you were talking about.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, it happened in their hometowns, which, you know, kind of goes back to their whole, you know, America is safe and this is our home, so you can't do anything like that over here. And that's why they associate it with Islam, I guess.
I see. Thank you very much. Again, let's take a listen to another part of this movie, Patriot's Day, and then we'll be back criticizing it. So stay with us.
I'm not getting involved. I'll go over there and say, you want to get yourself suspended again?
If we release those photos now, it tells the suspects that we don't know who they are, and that puts them ahead
of us. That's true. But?
But what? But what if we're wrong? What if these men are innocent? God forbid they also happen to be Muslims. We will be crucified. They don't look like prototypical jihadists to me.
What does a prototypical jihadist look like, Rick? You got a photo of one?
Okay, listen, that all sounds very by the book, Rick, okay? But we owe people answers. We can't just sit back and keep analyzing data. What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that these are probably our guys. But I'm not ready to release the photos. We've got to give our people some more time to work.
Okay. Okay, it's decided. We'll wait.
I wish we had better information as far as them being able to find somebody right now. It just seems like it's an ongoing active search.
It was a beautiful day to be in Boston. And then, in an instant, the day's beauty was shattered. For millions of us, what happened on Monday is personal.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Patriot's Day, produced in 2016, directed by Peter Berg. Said Abdullah, you know, the feds and the police are arguing whether to release the photos of the two suspects, and are basically weighing the pros and cons of their decision. If they release the photos of the two suspects, in fact, what would their consequences be, in fact, of the release of the photos? And they have the FBI says, if they happen to be Muslims and also innocent, we'll be crucified in the press. They don't look like prototypical jihadis, all right? This is what he says. Are they really afraid of anti-Muslim backlashes?
I don't think they are. In fact, it will serve their purpose if they were Muslims. Because, like the brother Hussein said, you know, the war on terror in reality is war on Islam. It's never been a war on terror. It's a brainwashing propaganda that started like way in the 80s, where they associate like things with Islam. And I mean, even if you look at the movies in the, like, you know, early 90s, mid 90s, you see all these Muslim people being bad and stuff like that.
Yeah, and backward.
So, and then until it got to 9/11, where it was sealed in the minds of people that whenever there's a bomb or there's a terrorist attack, it's Muslims. So they want to defame Islam in any way, shape, possible. So they're not afraid to say it's Muslim. Actually, I even hold the opinion, even if someone who creates like a terrorist attack that's not made by Muslims, they will make it a Muslim, a terrorist attack.
I see.
Because they do want to enforce that idea in the minds of people. But I mean, the movie itself, they're trying to be very political in this case, which they're trying to say, you know what, we are, you know, at least we're fair. We're not trying to discriminate against Muslims. So they say, okay, what happens if they turn out to be Muslims? Then we will be crucified. But crucified by who? No one cares. Mm-hmm. Actually, people will, they automatically assume this Muslims and they pray to God as Muslims. If they're not Muslims, they will be disappointed rather than crucified. So nothing happens if it turns out to be non-Muslims, you know?
But brother, you know, to be fair and just and fair, you know, whenever you look at the news on the media, even I'm talking about not the necessarily Western media, you see that there are lots of wars going on, battles here and there in different Middle Eastern countries.
Yes.
All right? Mm-hmm. But when you look at the Western, like, countries, most of them, like, in peace and comfort and quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So don't you give them a fair share, like, to think like this, that you see, you know, those Middle Eastern countries are, like, more inclined toward violence and wars and so on and so forth?
No, see, this is the misconception that people are under. Now, all the wars that we have in the Middle East, who is causing them? Is it us or is it someone else from our side? I mean, all these wars that we've seen.
But they're fighting against each other.
Yeah, well,
I'm not talking about the East versus West.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a matter of East versus West.
Mm-hmm.
The matter is the West themselves, they trying to keep the Arabs, or at least the Muslims, killing themselves in a way or another, causing them to fight, causing them to have wars.
And they are
doing it. I mean, you have to...
But they follow the example set by them, even if it is like theorized and set by the West.
Yes, well, that's the West. That's what the West is trying to do. If the Arabs are busy, that means that slows the progress of advancing anything, right? Because they don't want the Arabs to be superpowers. They don't want to be the Arabs to be, for example, the leading people in, so for example, in the fields of science, in the field of medicine, in the field of any field. They want them to be backwards. Now, how do I saw the progress of a nation? Mm-hmm. It's simple. Mm-hmm. Divided from within. Now, do you think that all the sectarian fights that we have and all this Daesh, and do you think that came from thin air? It didn't. If Muslims were left to them and their own Islam, they will coexist, because Islam itself is a peaceful religion.
Yes.
It's never, it always condones violence anywhere.
Yes.
So, but why are we having it? Is only because there are evil people working at the background. Now, the people in the West,
Those evil people? Are they like taking orders from the West, or no? They're just ignorant.
No. See, the West, at least the Western governments, the Western systems, right? They are in control of the entire Middle East. Now, like, take the Gulf countries, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Who's running it? Are they running their own affairs? They're not. Mm-hmm. They've been run by someone else. And same with all other Muslim countries. You'll find that the Americans, for example, the Americans and the Jews, they are the masters.
Everyone else
is a puppet.
I see. Okay, thank you very much for listening to this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. In this part or episode, we try to criticize the movie Patriot's Day, but there are lots of questions about this movie and lots of critiques to come. But in the upcoming episode, just try to follow us, and we leave you in Allah's care. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I saw today, good versus evil, love versus hate. Only one weapon you have to fight back with is love. Wrap our arms around each other. I don't think there's any way that they can ever win.